Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And welcome in. It is a... What day is it? Wednesday?
Yeah,
it's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Travel day.
I'm in Louisville.
Another travel day.
It's been three straight travel
days.
I'm
sitting next to a world traveler.
Yeah, it's why I feel like I see all these rock stars. You know, they forget what city they're in or what day it is because it's like, I just did that. I was like, is it Wednesday?
That's awesome, though.
Wednesday.
Man, so. This is great. This is a great time of your life.
Yeah. I might answer too. I got the means to do things, and I'm going to do them.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And you're going to take your son to Las Vegas to do something that he really loves.
Yeah, this is going to be cool. We're going to we're heading out to UFC International Fight Week. So this is like their national convention, if you will, for a league that really doesn't have – it's a dictatorship, right?
Sure.
The UFC. So it's not like everybody gets a vote. So it's a wild west out there. So we'll see what kind of networking we can do. And we're going to have some fun, obviously.
I love that these two worlds, it's International Fight Week with a cosmetics convention in the same spot.
Yes, only in Vegas, right?
It's amazing. It kind of reminds me, we had a cheerleading event next to the gun show at the Expo Center. And I was like, I couldn't think of two further apart things.
Yeah.
And my daughter, she's going in, she's all got our makeup on, our cheerleading outfit.
Yeah.
And these guys are carrying
guns,
rifles.
Yeah, right.
And she's like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah, just right down the street, yeah.
I was like, well, there's an invasion, honey.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but you're right. That is International Fight Week. I mean, Armand or whatever, they ought to have it the first week of the NCAA tournament. And then we could get the genders evened up because that's 99% dudes.
Yeah, that would actually be a great call out.
By the way,
the convention.
It's overrated, in my opinion.
It's
overrated to go there the first week of the tournament. Highly overrated. Sounds great, overrated. Especially now where you can gamble here.
Well, I think that changed everything. You know,
it was overrated then, I think.
It was overrated then.
Just because it's literally 99% guys.
Kelly Dickey goes out there with a bunch of guys.
I've been up where they put him up. Yeah. It's a good spot.
Yeah, because Mandalay Bay, right? So
I can't even remember. It's been
a crazy setup, and they watch every game, and that's what they want to do. They're not interested in the women or whatever, but I know.
Right, guys. Yeah, right. But don't bring no women near me. I'm only here to do one thing.
Nobody thinks
that way. They tell their wives they think that way.
Well, I mean, I'm in it for the basketball, honey.
Uh-huh.
I'm in it for the hoops.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Babe.
That's right. I don't care about who's that? Hang on. Where'd she go? No. Yeah. Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
I am focused on betting. I want 4.5 points. I want to buy. I want a half point.
I think they do okay up there. Actually, you know, the applied math guys from Harvard. I think they do.
They do just fine.
What do you got going on over there?
I'm in mouse hell. I'm in mouse and Roku hell. I'm tired of Orin freaking mouses because I keep mismatching the USB input in the...
I think it's mice, right? Not mouses.
Yeah, the multiple... I don't know. Is it mice when it's these things?
I think it still is. Mice or mouse? Like, or if it's a computer mouse, is it, a, is it all saying, of a sudden is it, mouse different than plural?
I don't know. It just seems, we'll see if that's a good one. I don't know. I
mean, plural form of computer mouse.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I mean, if I have three blind or USB mouses, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I like mouses. I'm not going to order mice.
What's that, James? What'd you say?
I'm not going to order mice.
Yeah, I'm not going to order. Yeah, I ordered three mice. That doesn't sound right.
In computer terms, a mouse is a corded or wireless device that moves your computer's cursor. In most cases, the plural of mouse is mice, but more than one computer mouse can also be called mouses.
Boom, boom. Question
and,
my
and
grammar.
Can also live in a verb in this context.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right.
Yeah.
But I think you can call them
But it would sound mice. Weird. What do you got in the package? I got three mice in here.
Three mouses.
Yeah.
So it is different. Computer. It is different.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay.
Wouldn't that sound weird to you? What's in the box? Three mice.
I've ordered three mice.
In a box?
What'd you do that for?
What, are you a psychopath?
You carry them in your bag to the airport?
They're going to let you do that? You sure they're going to let you do that? It's weird. And, of course, it doesn't work. I mean, Roku and mouse. I got two more Rokus in there. Hopefully I can program them to something.
With the RGB.
Because the biggest lie is, it shows up on the app. No, it doesn't.
No.
Not all of them do. And they don't always work. Lies, lies, lies from Roku. Somebody make a better mouse, crap. And make a better Roku, please.
Yeah, well.
I'm already throwing this in the garbage, and I just opened it.
You just opened
it. I'll turn it on. That helps.
Yeah, maybe the on switch.
Oh, look. How about that?
Oh, look at there. The on that? Switch.
Why don't you have to turn a mouse on?
Well, sometimes you have to turn a lot of things on.
Look at him. He's living. He's on one today. I can see it in his eyes. Fastball's popping. Fastball's popping today.
Well, my man's Las Vegas.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to the UFC.
I like it. Damn
We've
right.
We've got all sorts of stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
Texas A&M's coach. We got Rick Bozich articles.
We got
stuff to go.
Man, I just landed. Yeah, and I was listening to. No, I hadn't just landed. I just got into the. Airport yesterday because, oh, you'll like this. So the flight got delayed 2 hours, but I knew it early in the day.
Okay.
So as soon as I got the show, I saw a flight was delayed 2 hours. So instead of leaving at like 3,
left to 5.
Now I'm leaving at like closer to 5. And I'm like, well, I can go to the beach then.
Well, now, yeah, because
yeah,
now you've built in some time.
Yeah, because otherwise it was going to be done with the show, do a couple things for work, maybe have an hour and a half to kill, then just go to the airport. Now, I mean, now I got a couple extra hours.
Now you can get over there to Hollywood
Beach. Yeah, exactly what I did. I know that area well. I never want to live there. I don't think anymore.
No.
I've come full circle on that one. It's a nice place to go in the winter because it's as south as you can be.
Correct.
Without the Miami prices. But, yeah, no. It's
the one thing is they get wrong. Is they build these massive high rises and the sun is on the other side.
I know.
And so they're big freaking buildings
the damn
cast a shadow onto the beach.
I know.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever
seen. Well, but what are you going to do? I mean,
I don't
know. Make less money, build lower high rises?
Yes, I don't know. I'll go to the southwest part of the state.
Yeah.
No, I'll go to the west side of the state.
I feel the same way. It's an odd juxtaposition there. So I went over there just for a little bit. So
okay, that's great.
So I got that in.
Which part were you near? Were you like near
Margaritaville?
Margaritaville. Yeah. I know where you were.
Yeah. I didn't want to pay the Margaritaville prices. So
no
a local spots.
And like
down.
The diplomat, they make you have a wristband and all this other stuff.
Wasn't doing all that.
Yeah, and it's really expensive.
Yeah. But anyway, when I was there, when I got to the actual airport, I'm listening. And I think it was, I think it was Ennis reading the Bozich article.
We were listening at the same time.
Okay, because I'm like, wow, is Bozich writing a confessional? Is he saying, okay, these are the things that were, this is a laundry list. Calm, Chip.
Okay. He's okay.
Calm. No, he's not. We're going to work on calm a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, you're like the grandparent. You come in here, oh, you're fine. Everything's fine. No, we're
I think they react to your energy. So
right, that's why I'm trying. Exactly. That's exactly
then we'll
right.
We'll all be low key.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm reading The Drama Never Sleeps. He thinks his job is a lifetime appointment. Critics should return to their rooms and lock the doors and turn out the light. Even critics who openly confess their fandom and have worked overtime to try and lift the program from its two-decade malaise. I'm like, well, they haven't been down that long. And And then he jumped ahead. But whatever he's reading, I'm like, oh, it's, so he's finally written a column about all the crap Kenny Payne did, that the standards weren't high enough. And,
right.
And then I'm
there was
like,
no urgency.
Right. Like, everything I'm reading, I'm like, oh, so, wow, I got to pull up this article. But then, and then he says, what's in it? And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, so now we have standards.
Yeah.
Oh, now we have standards.
Because
okay, good to know. Good
your
to know.
School.
Good to know, because we had utterly no standards around here before. There was no game of limbo with a standard that could be played, because we would just keep lowering it and lowering it and lowering it. And then I, now we have standards. Okay, now we're going to be tough on overcompensating Indiana. We're going to overcompensate with Indiana, because Indiana's not been good, but they've been light years better for 2 years.
Were they 19-14 last year or something like that?
No.
And just missed the NCAA tournament.
I was literally shocked. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, wow, Bo's wrote a confessional.
Because it's about Indiana. It's his school. And so, but it's him and Corey Alexander, but we've all read Rick Bozich for my entire life, really. You know, I've read Rick Bozich. I like
your jaw drops when you read this article. You're like, yes, every word of this is exactly right. And double it about Kenny Payne.
And where was this when you were talking about Kenny Payne?
Yes.
When you were when
oh, this
was,
is it. This is why we read Bozich. This is why, you know, the writing's good. The examples ties it all in. Except we threw that out the window with the last guy.
Thank you. Yes, where were you on this, Rick? And you always say that you root for people and not laundry.
I do.
And I think that Rick got caught up into the people part of this way beyond any sort of objectivity. It went through the window.
I root for people. I'm not blind to when they stink.
Right. Right.
Richard Pitino goes 4-28, I'm going to tell you, he stinks.
And he probably is going crazy, knows he's going to get fired, knows that criticism's coming his way. Instead, what we had were people inside the program going after our fans, going after us, going after everybody.
I just couldn't believe the column. I'm like,
and
wow.
Rick was like, yeah, man, these idiots on the radio, they won't stop talking about how bad Kenny Payne is. You know, and I'm like, all right.
Well, I don't know that I ever saw that word for word, but
the radio always got included.
Always
got included into the story.
Well, it's fine, because it's all of it's the real world. But I was stunned reading this, because I was like, wow.
Right.
Hearing it, because I was hearing it. I'm like, wait, it came around. It's like a confessional? What is this name?
I know. But so it was really frustrating to read that and to, you know, kind of see the reaction, just because, I mean.
I can't trust him. Sorry.
Yeah.
I can't, he's lost my trust. I mean, it was for my. He's a columnist of record for me. Now that's Eric Crawford. Eric Crawford is the newspaper of record for me when it comes to sports opinions, and probably not far behind him because he has no ties. I mean, I'm not putting Tim Sullivan far behind, because there's not many left. There are truly no ties, in CL. I'll throw CL in there. I don't think CL's – but CL's been a writer for longer than a columnist, so it's tough for me to throw him in there. But, I mean, I would put Eric Crawford as the newspaper of record around here when it comes to sports opinions.
And I think
in a written form.
Always criticize – The people that are making huge amounts of money. I can't tell you how many times I've had a coach say something to me, because of something I tweeted or wrote or said on the radio, or I've been blocked on Twitter by coaches. And I don't set out to do that.
They rhyme with Matrino.
Well, I mean, I got blocked by Patrino, and I got blocked by, you know, other assistant coaches and stuff like that. But, like, and parents
all
have reached
Matrino
out to
staff?
Me. But, like, okay, like, if Ashton Gelati gets, you know, bull rushed and, you know, pancaked.
Yeah, you're going to go, that was a bad.
I'm going to say, hey, Ashton Gelati just got pancaked, and that's why that guy just ripped off a 20-yard run.
Right.
It's not me saying I hate Ashton Gelati.
Right.
It's just what happened.
You're trying to – you're out to get the program. You're out to sabotage
it. You're killing it. Why are you
you're
doing
out
it?
To
why
sabotage the program, Mark.
Why are you doing it?
And that's been said. You know it.
Oh, I know. And I remember telling Tom Jurich, because he said at one point that I was too critical. And I said, listen, if we don't win a national championship, there's room for criticism. And that's just the way it is.
You're killing the program.
I'm not killing the program.
You are. You're out to kill the program.
And I like a lot
of
people.
It makes them lose. What?
And I like a lot of people over there. And I know you do, too.
Yeah.
But not at the expense of the program. And that's what Rick Bozich was asking fans to do, was to back Kenny Payne at the expense of the program. And look at the financial report that came out last week. You know, the budget that had to get, you know, handicapped and all this other stuff, when we have all these buyouts and everything, like in the face of an expanding expense in the future, it's the wrong time to kind of have that Kenny Payne saddlebag. And so Rick Bozich, he had it within him for Indiana, but he couldn't do it for Louisville.
Yeah, because that's
really
everything written in there is a standard and holding someone to a standard. And I was just like, I could not. It's just amazing to read that. So, yeah, I would get a lead with that, but then we stumbled upon that. But
I don't know. But it was kind of funny to just kind of read it
and go, huh?
In the context of Kenny,
like,
Payne.
Do you not when you're typing this? Do you not hear yourself?
Right.
Do you not?
But
remember,
Rick also was a part of the orchestration to get Kenny the job. You know, don't forget going to Purvis Ellison. I haven't heard from Chris Mack in Louisville. I don't hear from them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really? Butch Beard. No, take my names out of the record books.
Uh-huh.
You know, do that. And, if they do this, you're going to get Nolan Smith, and you get this player, and you get Milt Wagner on the bench. You're going to get DJ.
Yeah.
No, you didn't get none of
that. All
that.
All your wishes were granted, and you were the worst coach
and
of all time.
And it was the worst coaching staff in the history of college basketball. And it's not even debatable.
Yeah. Well,
hopefully
we can move on. But just not see a column like that. I can't move on when I see that column. It's like, where was this for 2 years?
But I like Rick. That's the other thing. Like,
yeah, I grew up reading him. I think he's great. I read that and go, yes, that's what I want my columnist to do when a coach is falling below expectations. Except you didn't do that.
No, you didn't do it. But, like, so I just need to know when I'm reading Rick in the future, like, where are you objective and where are you not?
Yeah.
You know?
I don't like to have to ask that question. That's what I really don't like.
Well,
so,
I can tell you right now, I like Louisville, and that's it.
I didn't know that.
That's it. That's what I like. I like U of L. Everything's going to be written from a Louisville favored slanted position.
Yes.
And if there's somebody in there
and you are not positioning yourself as someone who is neutral. Let's be clear on
I'm
that.
I'm not trying to be.
Yeah.
But I also am not going to sit around and even though I loved the Bobby Petrino era and I backed Bobby to the bitter end.
Yeah.
In that 2018 season, there became a point where it was like, this is over.
When we started the post-game shows in the third quarter?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
this is
over. And I'm going to look back on Bobby Petrino finally and also recognize that it was time to make a change.
I would have done that here, by the way. If I was another radio station this last basketball season, I would have started post-game shows in the second half.
Oh, yeah, but we couldn't because we were
airing. We can't now. We were a rogue station then.
Yeah, we were a rogue station.
We can't as a flagship. I'm saying if I were the other rogue stations, I would have done that.
Yeah.
So Nick's acquiring Mikal Bridges. That's just great. I saw the thing you sent yesterday. There's now four members of the of the Villanova team that Stephen A. Smith said they don't have any pros on.
There's
it, right?
not a single pro on that Villanova team, and that's his justification for picking whoever they were playing in the national championship game.
Yeah,
and now there are four Knicks
on his team.
His team.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
The greatest sportscaster of all time.
Greatest sports commentator.
He doesn't know.
It's just amazing.
It's amazing.
We'll talk with Jared a little bit later today. So we'll visit with him. NBA draft is tonight. I guess
it's
so weird.
You'll be in Vegas. You can bet on it. Who's going to be the next pick?
I mean, I can bet on it here, but I'm just you got the two guys from France that everybody's projecting right. 1-2. And then Reed Sheppard looks like he'd be the first American player going. I mean, everybody's got him at three, it seems like.
Man,
at least I've seen.
I mean, the guy can shoot. He gets a lot of steals, but I wouldn't consider him a great defender. He's different than Russ. Like, he had a higher steal rate than Russ did.
Well,
but he's not, like, the best on-ball defender.
Yeah,
get
but
by
he's
him.
But you get a lot of steals, you can't take that away from a guy. I mean,
No.
A steal's a steal.
It's not a like, very, very good steal guy.
It's not like a Caitlin Clark turnover when she throws above the court, hits the girl in the hands, and it goes out of bounds. That's where you can't trust the stats.
Yeah. Exactly.
See all those videos. All these videos, like, I guess she leads the WNBA in turnovers. And then there's everybody posting videos of her, like, in a great pass that goes right through some girl's fingers.
And you're like
that's
Clark got the turnover?
That's her turnover? Really? It doesn't, feel like her fault.
It feels like the quarterback who has the ball
tipped
go off the reception, off the receiver's hands.
Yeah, it's a tipped interception. Yeah.
Which I've always felt should be a different stat.
It's just tough to have been. Like, if a guy's throwing the ball right over the middle and doesn't see the big defensive tackle right there, it's his fault for not thinking the big paw is going to go up. I sort of agree with you. I don't know how. It should almost be a separate category.
I feel like there should be a receiver turnover. When a
it's
ball
a lot to assume.
Like, it's one thing if it's, like, behind the receiver. It's another thing if it's, like, in the catch radius and it's a ball. It's almost like judging an error in baseball.
I think you'd have to have just a category for tipped interceptions. Like, because there's no way you can throw them all. Yeah, now you're getting pretty subjective. That's the receiver's fault, wasn't it?
You're right. Tipped interceptions would be a good one because it could be defensive line.
Yeah,
off
it would just give you you know, yeah. It wouldn't take it away, but it would be like, all right.
He didn't throw it directly at the guy. Yeah,
I'm sure the NFL has advanced analytics that those numbers are are there. You know, when they're scouting, free agents, I'm pretty sure they probably got some numbers that the rest of us don't read on ESPN Plus, you know, or whatever the hell we got going there. So, I was going to lead and Chase, if you can get – not Chase, sorry.
Chase,
James.
We're so used to Chase being back there. Yeah, but it
James,
is
James
is
so
back.
James, the Texas A&M baseball coach.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you think it's something for Rick Pitino to go – and basketball is a bigger stage, I get that. But for Rick Pitino to leave Kentucky, go to Celtics, and then come to Louisville. This guy leaves the day after the title game to go Texas.
Well, and that's great. You can do that, but you can't do what you did
to
the reporter.
Yeah. So this is Monday night after the game,
after the ball game,
after the game. And I don't know if the question is in this, but the question is the question's asked about as politely as you can ask of, hey, what would you say to Aggie Nation about, or you know,
your interest in the Texas?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was not like, hey, are you going to leave? No, I mean, it was, go get the transcript of it.
Yeah, because there's a report going out there that he is a top candidate for the Texas job, and this reporter is doing his job, asking the question.
But, I mean, be nicer than he has to be is what I would say.
Sure.
So here's what he said.
I think it's pretty selfish of you to ask me that question, to be honest with you. But I left my family to be the coach at Texas A&M. I took the job at Texas A&M to never take another job again, and that hasn't changed in my mind. That's unfair to talk about something like that. That'd be like you asking Montgomery if he's going to sign in the draft. But I understand you got to ask the question, but I gave up a big part of my life to come take this job, and I've poured every ounce of my soul in this job, and I've given this job every single ounce I can possibly give it. Let's write that.
What a no. So let's play it again. Let me play it again. Because nowhere in there is there a no.
There's never a no.
Let's see. Let me hear it one more time, James.
I think it's pretty selfish of you to ask me that question, to be honest with you. But I left my family to be the coach at Texas A&M. I took the job at Texas A&M to never take another job again. And that hasn't changed in my mind. That's unfair to talk about something like that. That'd be like you asking Montgomery if he's going to sign in the draft. But I understand you got to ask the question. But I gave up a big part of my life to come take this job, and I've poured every ounce of my soul in this job, and I've given this job every single ounce I can possibly give it. Let's write that.
One of the most disingenuous comments I've ever heard in the history of college sports. One of the most disingenuous podium statements to go on. That's narcissism right there.
Oh,
to go on offense. Attack the questioner for the question you know is going to be asked, and now becomes even a more question. Were you distracted during the series, brother?
Right.
Were you distracted as the coach because you left the next day?
The very next
day. Was your heart in it? Was your heart in it for all three games? Was it really?
I don't
know.
How
could it be?
I think
that's the fair question to ask. Hey, did you think your flirtation with Texas had anything to do with you guys losing the national championship series? Somebody asked that.
Write that. Yeah, write that. And
this guy
and
is so
Texas
disingenuous.
Job the next day, he took the Texas
the next
job.
Day,
like in the afternoon.
You couldn't let the body get cold.
No, and you know, and Texas A&M fans are all upset. They did the
write
same.
That.
They've done this with so many other coaches, especially.
That's
football,
fine. I've never seen a coach be that disingenuous in my life. Even Nick Saban had to be put in the corner. All right, what do you want me to do? And I'll say I'm not taking the Alabama job. At least it was weeks after that before he took it. The next day, I think it's a fair question. Say, did you have anything to do with him losing? Because your heart wasn't in it.
It's a great question to ask. I think it's definitely possible
Schlossnagel.
I would decommit from Texas.
Is that really his freaking name? If I get mad at someone, I'm calling him a Schlossnagel.
Schlossnagel. Schlossnagel.
Schlossnagel or Nagel?
It's an A. It's like Brownie Nagel.
Yeah, but it could be it could be a low, a soft A.
It could be like
Nagel.
Oberg.
Schlossnagel.
I think it's Schlossnagel.
Both pronunciations are great.
Yeah, James, your mic a little low. We got to get your input. Yeah.
There we go.
Schlossnagel or Schlossnagel?
Right. It's just a jerk-off thing to do. Like, you don't, like, a guy.
You really got to use that thing? You use that phrase with Schlossnagel. That's what you went with. all the cutdowns you could have come up with. You, for Schlossnagel, you called him that? Really?
Well,
he didn't even know it. Like, he didn't even know it.
No, but it was like, okay, reporter has a job. He's going to ask a question.
It's not
you
even
know it's
that.
Coming.
Yeah.
You know it's coming. Just say, man,
it's not even that because the question.
That's a tough question right now because we just lost the title game and I've taken.
You give the BS answer. Yeah. Look, I came here. I'm happy here. I'm planning on being here. You know, I'm too. You know, swept up in the emotions of this
game.
It's
a little too raw for me right now to really talk about that.
Give you a better answer than that, but I'm planning on being here. That's fine.
You can
I'm
say
planning
that.
On being here.
But to tell the kid or the guy that he's selfish and admonish him,
yeah,
ask him
that's
question.
Narcissism, boys and girls, right there.
It's right there.
It's textbook.
And I'm glad that it's gotten the
it should.
The
this
mileage
guy is so
that it's
disingenuous.
Gotten.
Golly, man.
Enjoy him, Texas.
Now, remember, I mean, Louisville, I mean, this was the neighborhood they're swimming in not too long ago. I mean, they're beating A&M in the College World Series and, you know, Super Regional
to them at College Station.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what? I fully expect, and I think the expectation for Dan McDonald
is to get
this
back,
year,
yeah.
Do it. I mean, yeah. You know, and give them the tools to get there. But, you know, you want your
money.
Coach to be wanted, right? Like,
yeah.
You want your coach to be
yep.
desired
yep.
And to fight off the Texases or whatever.
Yeah. If you're Texas, fans, you're laughing at the 8-8 fans on this, right?
Yeah, you are laughing, but I'm also not loving
the way that it went down.
I'm not loving that. Like, are you going to treat our media this way?
Forget the media. Nobody cares about the media. Are you going to lie to your fan base?
Because that's
that
what
way?
He did.
Yeah. And again, I'll find the word in the question, but it was like, I think it was like one of those fan sites too, because it was like, you know, what would you tell? I think he literally said, "What would you tell Aggie Nation?"
Let's see if I can find it.
You know,
because I think I have.
Yeah, because it was asked that way, and it's like. Dude, you know, you can leave. Everybody takes other jobs. And everybody's, you know.
But don't
go on offense and just act so holier than thou. I really hope they lose.
Oh.
You know, I say I root for people. I can root against people, too. I'm rooting against that dude.
All right, here's the question. With respect to the difficult outcome tonight, but with the rumors circulating today about a specific job opening, what do you have to say about your future in Aggieland?
That is as easy of a softball question as you will ever
get. No, it's
get.
Pretty selfish. Pretty selfish.
That is as soft and good for the reporter for asking it. But to suggest it was – that is such a softball.
Yeah.
You know that question be asking like a pro market? Oh, my
oh,
God.
Yeah,
are you
going like,
to take the Texas job?
You gonna take?
Yeah, that would be.
Are
it.
You gonna take the Lakers job?
Look, Donovan Mitchell before the Mets game. He's out there.
Oh, did you see what happened to Donovan last night?
No.
So, Aaron Judge goes up to the plate, bases loaded.
Yeah.
He tweets, "If Judge hits a grand slam here, I'm gonna delete my Twitter account."
that was. So he's quote tweeting himself on that.
Yeah,
I saw the quote tweet. I didn't realize he was quote tweeting himself.
And then
Judge hits a grand slam.
And then Judge hit a grand slam, and he was like, "Get out of here!"
TFOH. Yeah, yeah.
It was pretty funny. Now I don't think Donovan did delete his account, but
right.
You know he's a massive Mets fan.
I mean,
the Subway Series.
What would surprise him? I mean, I don't know why it's, if the bases are empty or loaded, he's like almost a 1 in 3 chance of hitting a home run. I mean,
at this point.
I mean, his odds like to hit a home run are only like +190 on a daily basis. Like
I know.
He's that's so low. It's so ridiculous compared to anybody else.
I mean, I bet him yesterday because DraftKings had this great
boost.
Home run thing.
Yeah.
If they hit a home run, you got $1 for every single home run hit in Major League Baseball yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I'll do that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So. Did that, and Aaron Judge did hit a home run.
Yeah, they were down 6-0, I guess, and they made a game of it. But yeah,
Mets
his name is pronounced Schlossnagel.
Nagel, like Brownie Nagel.
Schlossnagel. And yeah, Texas is paying
$2.7 million. Oh, look, there it is,
Donovan Mitchell. Oh, they've got it. They've got the Donovan Mitchell tweet,
and then there it goes.
Yeah, do they have a shot? I want to see if there's any. Shot of Donovan Mitchell. It wasn't a no-doubter. I mean,
no.
The center fielder thought he had a beat on it. Then Donovan Mitchell shoots. Yeah, that's great. SportsCenter has both the tweets during, before, and after the That's cool. That's cool. Yeah, Texas paying $2.7 million to buy a baseball coach. Now, and I understand why the guy wants to work there because it was Chris Del Conte. He worked for him before.
Yeah.
So that's where he came from. Like, it's okay. You understand it. But don't go on off. Like,
Don't do that.
It's so disingenuous.
I mean, you could even say, listen, we're going to talk about that at a later date. This is too raw, too fresh. I'm really focused on our team right now. Understand you have to ask the question, but I'm going to have to get with you tomorrow or something on that because it's just too too crazy. So.
Let's see.
No, Donovan did not throw out the first pitch in the Mets jersey. That was Kenny Smith.
Oh.
That's what Brian Blank texted in, said that he asked if Donovan threw out the first pitch. But Kenny Smith threw out the first pitch.
Okay, but he was there. Well, what I saw there, he
might have been there.
He wasn't throwing out the first pitch. He was just hanging out like before the game somewhere.
Oh, was he?
Like near home plate is what I saw. I didn't see anybody throwing out the first pitch.
Kenny Smith threw out the first pitch. I know that.
Text says we can't bet on the draft in Kentucky. I didn't know that.
Oh, we can't.
Huh. Text says, does Texas tell the incoming coaches to have a I'm not cut like that speech? That's good. Charlie Strong. That's good.
Well, Charlie said he was not cut like that to Tennessee. And then he left the following year.
In fairness, he said I'm not cut like that. And he didn't leave that year. That's true.
Yeah. And you know what? Like, I understand why Charlie left. You know, because it was the end of the Teddy Bridgewater era.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, by the way, that's right. The first game of this guy's era is against Louisville.
Oh, it is? We play them?
Yes.
We play Texas.
So his first game of his Texas tenure will be against Louisville in Arlington. That's a road trip.
Let's go.
In Arlington.
We have direct flights to Dallas-Fort Worth, baby.
There we go.
I mean,
and Louisville beat him in the Shriners Classic.
Let's go.
Schlossnagel.
Schlossnagel. Yeah. That's really selfish of you.
Yeah. That'd be great. We should go down there.
You're so selfish.
And it'd have, like, can we do something with that reporter? Bring him, put him in a suite.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Are you taking the job or not? Is it selfish of me to ask you that now? We'll give this guy a megaphone.
Be great if Louisville hits a home run. That's a selfish pitch. That's a selfish pitch.
Selfish pitch.
Yeah. Trying to prove something.
Hey, we're stealing. That's selfish. We're selfish about second base, baby.
I could use a trip down to Texas in February. Yeah.
Hell yeah, baby.
Yeah.
I mean, yes. And I like what we're doing in the portal. I know that there's a little bit of concern. We lost a high school commitment in football and baseball.
Does it matter?
I don't know. Like, the high school decommits these days.
It's almost like good things.
Yeah.
Let them go train somewhere else and bring them back in a year. Yeah, when they're better.
I wonder if they will do that. Like, I had this thought in this new era. Will, like, Louisville team up with Western Kentucky, retain the rights of players,
man,
send them down,
I tell you,
and then send them up.
An affiliation agreement, a non-formalized affiliation agreement, would not be the worst thing in the world.
I mean, it feels like
what
okay.
if like the 502 Circle makes a donation to the Hilltopper Fund?
What happens?
What's that money for? Don't worry about it.
What happens? We sign Pierce Clarkson, right?
Mm-hmm.
We retain his rights, and we transfer him while retaining his rights to Western Kentucky.
Well,
and he plays there.
It's not quite like that. The players still
do soccer all the time.
Yeah, because they're pro contracts.
I know. These are what we have.
Yes.
Now.
Yes, but you also can't designate. You have to go. You can't trade players.
Not yet.
No, you won't be able to trade players.
But I do wonder if there will be
some sort of compensation, but you will not be able to force a college kid to go to a college that he doesn't choose to go
to. Like, what's the stop, Dabo Swinney from saying, look, I want you to go to South Carolina State? Or whatever it is. I don't know.
Yeah, you can suggest it. You can't say, here, we'll give you NIL money. Now we are packing your stuff and moving you. Wait, no.
No. Let's stop the Clemson Collective from paying a player to go play 2 years somewhere.
Well,
And then coming on over.
It's a great question. Why is this guy getting NIL money from Clemson and he's at the –
Don't worry about it.
Is it Furman?
Don't worry about it. Yeah, he's at Furman. That's right up the road. And now Furman's stacked with young players. They're happy, and they know that at some point that player is going to get called up.
Crazy Creighton says, you riding with me to Arlington for opening weekend? No.
Fly.
No, Creighton. I'm aware of airplanes.
Oh, and Louisville Airport was Southwest. We have direct flights to Love, too. So you're even good on Southwest.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, Creighton, you can drive. You and Dr. Ted and all you crazies can drive.
Although I do think DFW would be better for Arlington. Love is more like
you know better
Dallas,
than me,
Dallas.
Man. Dallas doesn't exist. Everything's a suburb of Dallas. There is no Dallas. You know, Dallas is like
Dallas. Love is
square mile.
Dallas,
yeah, and everything else is a suburb. Everything is North Texas.
But the Dallas Fort Worth and the Arlington area, pretty good. I mean, I'm not mad at it.
All right.
It's not
temperatures in February. Probably pretty good.
Well, hey, when we went there for the First Responder Bowl, it was like 65, 68 degrees. We're outside the whole time. It was awesome.
Well, you got something better now. I was hoping you were going to say 75.
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm
not
going to lie. I'm not going to be Rick Bozich on the weather in Dallas.
By the way, speaking of first pitches, Reed Sheffer's first pitch tonight at the Mets-Yankees game.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, good for him.
Somebody just sent that
That's
in.
Pretty cool. I mean, you know, Reed Sheffer's a kid that
– Or did he do it last night? Wait a minute.
I thought Kenny Smith threw it out last night.
Okay, I'm reading from WYMT, my first job. NBA prospect, North Laurel Jaguar, Reed Sheffer threw the first pitch at the Mets-Yankees game on Tuesday, June 25th.
I saw Kenny Smith throw it yesterday. They have multiple first pitch throwers.
What am I looking at here?
Huh.
I saw
Kenny Smith throw the first pitch. How many people did they have? Was it like basketball night and multiple guys threw first pitches? Who threw the first pitch?
I don't know. Anyway. I don't know. So there you go. It was last night.
Well, good for Reed. And you know what? Like, oh, look, Kachuk put the Stanley Cup in salt water.
Matthew Kachuk.
Oh, sorry. But, yeah, things in the – ocean.
Yeah. I didn't know. I mean, this is the worst team to follow to find where their official pregame, postgame parties were. I had that like 3 hours to kill yesterday because of the flight. Yeah. They had the Cup and Elbow Room in Fort Lauderdale right at the road.
And you were like, I would have gone to Elbow Room.
I didn't know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we needed to figure out more about, like,
That's the weirdest team. I'm happy to have watched a Game 7 in person, but that's not, that's one of the worst teams to try to celebrate with.
It's not connected to the community, right?
Well, there's no group watch situations. Well, but it's not Miami. It's not Miami. No, you're well north of there.
South Florida is like that, though.
But it's a little bit. Oh, look, they're playing the Schlossnagel comment right now at Sports Center.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Oh, that's got the question in on it, too. I almost want to hear the tone of it, too. Hang on. Let me read.
Yeah, let's read.
Because I want to hear, because sometimes
what do you have to tell Aggieland?
Yeah.
It reads different than, what do you have to tell Aggieland?
Okay, right here. Let's see. Put your mic up near.
Rumors about A&M coach Jim Schlossnagel potentially moving on.
Perfect.
In the post-game Monday night, Schlossnagel responded angrily when a reporter had the temerity to ask him about it.
Coach, with respect to the difficult outcome tonight, but with the rumors circulating today about a specific job opening, what do you have to say about your future in Aggieland?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty selfish of you to ask me that question, to be honest with you. But I left my family to be the coach at Texas A&M. I took the job at Texas A&M to never take another job again. And that hasn't changed in my mind. That's unfair to talk about something like that. That'd be like you asking Montgomery if he's going to sign in the draft. But I understand you got to ask the question. But I gave up a big part of my life to come take this job, and I've poured every ounce of my soul in this job. And I've given this job every single ounce I can possibly give it. Write that.
I give you my word, and it's as strong as oak. He's big as liars, Cushman's dad.
I mean, he left his family for a baseball job. Let's be honest.
Tells you a lot about the guy.
I mean,
it tells you a lot about
him. I love my family. I'm not leaving him for any job. Any job. No amount of money. Sorry.
You left your family. Why didn't you bring them with you?
They have housing in college.
They didn't like you or what?
I mean, they probably told him, pack his bag, make sure you send maintenance.
Make sure you send maintenance. That question was as soft as it read. And I don't mean soft in a bad way, but there's not a more polite way to ask a question. Oh, I guess what are you going to ask? Our star pitcher if he's going pro? Yeah. That's next.
100%. When he gets to the podium, I'm going to ask him.
We're going to ask if your star pitcher or whoever is going to be back on the team next year. What would you like us to ask there, Schlossnagel?
I mean,
Schloss my whatever.
I can't tell you. Every single time Louisville has lost in the NCAA tournament, and we have a pro, we always
ask. Don't know when you're going to see them again.
It might
be months before you see them again. So, yeah, we're going to ask your major league talent pitcher if fans can expect to see him on the roster.
Nobody ever got mad at us for asking that question.
What's next? You're going to ask me about, a decision to change pitchers with two outs in the ninth inning?
You're going to question my decision to send a player from third, round it, going home?
Made the last out at third base. You're going to ask me about that next?
Yes.
I hope Louisville 10-run rules him in that thing.
Let's do it, dude. I hope we do, because that would be phenomenal.
That's now a marketable product.
Hell yeah.
Let's go give Schlossnagel his first loss.
Let's go Schlossnagel.
Let's unite with the Texas, with the Aggie fans. See if we can have a meetup there in Arlington.
Let's do it. I mean, I'm sure they'll come up and cheer against them, especially
what
in game one.
Disingenuous. Golly. Yeah, and he said it. The body language is of a guy telling the truth. That guy's a psychopath. That guy is a psychopath.
You want to go play for that guy?
That guy looked.
Oh, he's going to shoot.
He was calm. He looked dead in the eye.
Oh, yeah.
Porter, that guy is a pathological liar.
Oh, that guy lies as easily as he breathes.
Because now when you see it and you know that it's changed, you go, man, that was believable.
Yeah.
Wasn't like some weird nervous twitch.
He invoked
his family.
He
wasn't touching his nose. He wasn't doing any of the tells.
Right.
That guy's sociopath.
He invoked his family.
Brought his family. That is narcissism freaking 101 right there. That is a sociopath, man.
And then he took the Texas job.
24 hours later.
No, it was like 12.
Like Lincoln Riley blushed how fast he took it.
Lane Kiffin was like,
Lincoln
whoa.
Lincoln Riley got done with the Big 12 championship game and was the USC coach before the sun came up.
Yes, because it was a done deal.
Certainly before the sun set over those mountains.
That's
that they have to do
well,
that.
Those mountains. So.
I have no problem with people taking jobs, man. Do what you got to do.
Do what you do.
But don't do that.
No.
So disingenuous. No. So let's go give him his first loss. All right, we'll continue along. 2-6-7-9. I'm actually excited about that. Now.
Let's do it. I mean, I'm flying out.
Give this guy, this guy a loss. We have to have some signs made.
I love that.
Yeah.
Where are we playing? Are we playing at where the Rangers play?
I would assume if they're playing in Arlington. That'd be the reason to
might
go to
well.
Arlington.
Yeah. Six Flags right there. You want to hit that up? Do some roller coaster
Six
action.
Six Flags.
Yeah.
I am not your toddler.
No. You don't want to go ride Batman?
No,
with me?
No.
It's a good ride.
No, Uncle Mark, I don't.
The Riddler, that's a good ride over there. That's Six Flags.
How do you know the roller coasters of Six
we
Flags over Texas?
For the First Responder Bowl, we went.
You and the dozens of other people.
It was packed that day because it was like 75.
It's not with nice. Wait, a minute ago, you said it was 68.
Well, for the game, it was 68. Oh. The next day was warmer.
Your memory's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you can tell you remember a 7-degree difference
yeah.
3 years ago from a bowl that no one even remembers.
It was packed because the Cotton Bowl was like the next day. And so they were there are lots of Alabama and Cincinnati fans.
So we were the undercard. Yeah. We were like the 5 o'clock UFC fight.
We were. Yeah. And we stayed. The Gaylord that they have there. It's not the Opryland because obviously Opryland's
how,
there.
How are the
it's
points there?
The Gaylord,
how was the
Texans.
Soap there, Mark? That's what we all want to know.
Well, it's a Marriott property, so I don't remember the soap, but the points were good.
Ashley,
but anyway, but like all the Cincinnati fans were in the Gaylord Texan, and it was like their team hotel, and I was like, man, this is what this feels like. This the energy of this. Yeah. It was awesome.
All right, it's 7:46. I think it's time
Sorry.
For the first break.
No.
We got going there. We got a lot of elements there.
Going to Vegas.
We'll talk to you here too. We're going to Vegas. We're going with that first game. We need to kick off this baseball season in style.
Hey, look, I'm in, man. But I can't find my freaking passport though. So
you're in luck. Here's an application right here, Mark.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'll probably need to reapply. Yeah.
All right. We'll continue along here. 267-9680 is the number to get in. Text away UPS Jobs text line 437-9680. Well, whatever disingenuous coach you'd like to watch on your TV screen, RGB can make it look and sound better. I can tell you that much. I was watching CMA Fest on it last night. That was interesting.
Oh, very
interesting. It's interesting.
What you've got to find out.
Yeah, you find
Fest.
People you see in the crowd. It's interesting.
Interesting.
Man, it's a good story. I don't know if I'm going to be able to tell or
no,
not.
I don't know.
No, not today.
Well,
yeah, I don't know.
I think you can tell that story.
At some point, yeah.
When Dating with Katie comes back on, we'll tell that story.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. Anyway, RGB, crystal clear picture and sound, so you don't miss anything on the screen. Red, green, blue, RGBHomeTheaters.com. Man, it's amazing to take those crap shots. RGB, and whether it's indoor, outdoor setup, whatever you need, they can take great care of you. And, of course, this remote is the best. This Control 4. I mean, you have all your remote is on your phone. You never have to worry about finding your remote, trying to tell somebody how to use it. Tell them, hey, just download the app and then just touch the YouTube TV button or the Netflix button, whatever you want. It's RGB, red, green, blue, RGB, HomeTheaters.com.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And we are back here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680, 105.7. We'll have NBA draft coverage tonight. It's delivered by Barino's Pizza and Thompson Brothers Plumbing, now hiring licensed and unlicensed plumbers over at ThompsonBrosPlumbing.com. I'm pretty sure they're the ones that did, when I had that big thing about, I don't know, 6-7 years ago in my front yard, I had to have dug up. I think it was them. They did a great job and haven't had to do it. And I haven't bought that stupid insurance they send you ever since. Because I'm like, I've already paid, you know, I've already lost the bet. You know, like they send you the water company for $5 a month, you're protecting, blah, blah. I'm like, well, I already paid them to fix. I've already lost that bet, so I don't know. Maybe I should. It's probably worth the $6.
It might be. I have utterly no
idea. I'm sure the house wins on that. I'm sure about that.
I mean, they generally do.
Yeah, so we'll have that 7 o'clock today. It's a Matzo Pie Wednesday, but it's like a Matzo Pie Wednesday light day. You're getting highly criticized for not enough.
So few people in the office, and I was like, I don't really want to waste Matzo Pie, but it is a Matzo Pie Wednesday, but I asked Matzo Pie instead of making four pizzas.
No salads. I don't need Nick Valvano lying and saying, save the salads. I'll eat them one day.
And I said, no salads, focaccia today. Bread. We're just going to do the basics because there's not that many folks in the studio this week.
I mean, you could get the cookies since you're right by.
Well, we are. So after the show, I'm going to go to Jimmy Dornman over there at
Ellison
Badenhausen. I'm going to get the laser treatment and maybe some on my shoulder too because that, I don't know. Jimmy,
falling apart, man.
I need help, Jimmy. I'm falling apart. And it's for a variety. Mount Evansville didn't help on that. So
yeah, Mount Evansville, gotcha.
And then, but anyway, I'm going to go to Matzo Pie over in Anchorage if I can get that coordinated.
Get the cookies.
And get the cookies, get the great meatball sub and all the stuff. But we are going to do a little lighter order today just because there's not that many folks in the office and I just don't want to waste food. You know, like I don't want to waste the good grains of Matzo Pie.
The good grains of matzo pie. It's just odd. It's an odd choice.
Oh, and then tonight, the great meats and cheeses that DraftKings sent over.
Ah,
tonight we're firing up some of those steaks because last night we did some of the crazy sausages that they had, and those things were fire.
So DraftKings VIP, our guy Dominic,
that's right,
Mills. He sent you. Literally sent you the finest meats and cheeses.
Yeah, two separate packages on two different days.
Oh, my gosh.
I got
Wagyu meat.
And there's, like, steaks and tomahawks and then sausages and then charcuteries and all this other stuff. Yeah, it was amazing. And so last night was the first foray into that. I meant to say something to Dom. So, Dom, if you're listening, we got into it last night. We're doing it again tonight.
Texas says, wow, 45-minute first segment. The only thing missing was welcome to the V-Show. No, we didn't talk about cereal. No,
yeah.
So there was no cereal talk in
or
there.
Or coffee or cookies.
And I was aware it was a 45-minute segment. I was not, do you not like content? Everybody complains, you got too many commercials. Oh, give you a 45-minute segment. Find that anywhere else
Drew,
in this town.
What's your favorite cereal mascot?
No, not doing that.
It's not Count Chocula?
Count Chocula is number one. Texter says, last year in the Shriners Classic, UofL beat Schlossnagel's Aggies 14-5.
Let's give it to him again.
Someone needs to edit the Nile and add the Law and Order sound.
Oh, that's funny.
To the announcement of him accepting the job. Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought it was really odd, like, to react that way to anybody, a reporter. Yeah. I know you're probably a little red after, you know, losing the national championship game. There's probably a little bit of that.
You know the question's coming because
well,
you know it's coming.
Yeah.
And so you'd be ready to answer it, but don't go on. That's narcissism.
That is
classic textbook narcissism. And
why are you asking me that question?
Did it with a straight face.
Yeah.
Did it with the man. I mean, I bet his heart rate didn't even go up.
No, because
that's one of those guys that can pass a lot of detector tests on anything.
Well, he does that probably a lot to a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, so enjoy that, Texas. I'm sure you'll have a great time.
Well, I mean, Chris Del Conte knows what he's getting into. I mean, he's, you know.
Yeah, but if I see something like that.
But how about that? I mean, that's SEC on SEC crime.
Not yet.
What do you mean?
They're not in the SEC till July 1st.
Well, okay.
It's Texas on Texas Mark, crime.
That is SEC on SEC crime right there.
I agree with you.
Yeah, but no. I mean, that is – they're not there to July 1st. Do you think that's not going to happen?
Like, four days.
Yeah, July 1st isn't happening. Yeah,
4 days. And that's going to be really kind of interesting to keep track of as we go through, like, the college mm-hmm. football season. You're going to see games. You're like, well, that's a great Pac-12 Big Ten.
Yeah,
no, that's a conference game.
Yeah.
That's a league game for them. Or the Big 12, Utah and the Arizonas are in the Big 12 now. That's going to be kind of an adjustment. I still call the freaking Chargers San Diego Chargers.
I do it all the time.
Yeah. And the Oakland Raiders, and they're the Las Vegas Raiders. So,
By the way, today, announcement at 10 o'clock. I guess they're doing the bracket reveal today for the TBT. I've got a slightly better code. I'm working on a better one.
Okay.
But if you want 15% off, bottom line is this. You can go to thetournament.com. Right, hang on. Let me get the copy here. Yeah, go to thetournament.com/tickets, and if you use promo code Louisville TBT15, I'm still working on the Ville, y'all. I'm still explaining to
Louisville
the
TBT
powers
15.
That be that between Freedom Hall and the tournament. There's La Quinta in that. that it's much easier to say the Ville, but it's better than the one yesterday.
Okay,
all right, because yesterday. I don't remember, and I was in the copy.
All right, so Louisville?
Louisville TBT 15. Promo codes don't have to spell it out. You know, like that's the thing. It just be a memorable code.
Good to Drew D.
Louisville TBT 15 will give you 15% off tickets. And remember, whichever regional has the best attendance, I'm curious how they – I guess the tournament itself tracks this and not the individual arenas.
Tickets sold probably is.
I mean, I would like a fair
– way.
You trust Rupp Arena and Lexington? I can't believe you didn't raise just immediate red flag.
Oh, you're right about that.
Whoever has the biggest attendance will get the host the next round. If the two regionals – so, in other words, Louisville region wins, Lexington region wins, and we all hope we'd have a Louisville versus Kentucky matchup that that whoever sold the most tickets is where that
well,
next
– they sell the most tickets, we'll just turn it into Russ Arena anyway.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to Lexington, so let's not do that.
Yeah, you don't want to go.
I do not want to go to Lexington.
No.
At all, in any way, shape, or form. So please
go
to Freedom Hall.
So Louisville TBT15 is the promo code on when you go to thetournament.com.
Reese Gaines, our coach, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exciting. Reese was, until Francisco Garcia, my favorite Louisville player, like, ever.
Until.
Well, I mean, you know how that is. You know, like, Reese was awesome. And I just always loved how he played. And then Francisco, I loved the way he played. And then when Russ came, Russ took over. You know, it just kind of kept going. And Russ now is my all-time favorite Louisville basketball player. He's just incredible. And his bourbon is phenomenal. And if you go to the liquorbarn.com events page, you can find different signings of Russ. And I think that one of them actually might be happening soon in Owensboro. I'm going to look up those details. I'll get back to you on that. But, the Russ Smith, the Mr. and Mrs. Mm-hmm. Bourbon, that stuff, you'll be able to go to a lot of those over there. And it's actually today, in Bowling Green. If you're in the Bowling Green area, Russ will be signing and doing – you can meet Russ Smith at the Bowling Green location. And then Friday, if you're in Owensboro, Monday here in Louisville on the show.
That's probably the ones we're going to – let's go to the Louisville one.
Yeah, so
Louisville
Monday
is
at Middletown, 5:30 to 7:30, you'll be able to meet Russ Smith, and then on Tuesday at the Outer Loop location.
Okay,
so you got two opportunities in Louisville to meet Russ next week.
So I'm going on the TBT site right now.
That's actually the 15th and 16th, not next week. It's a Monday and Tuesday, but not next week, not 4th of July.
Okay, let's time out. Start the whole thing over
today.
No. When can they be in Louisville? I don't care about Bowling Green. I don't care about
July 15th and 16th.
So 2 weeks from Monday.
Correct. Yeah, because I could do it for the July weekend.
Okay.
That didn't make sense.
Okay. All right. Just making sure. So I'm looking on the TBT site right now. Their first game is Saturday, the July 20th.
July 20th.
5 days after Russ is doing his thing.
Okay.
And so then you'll have and they're going to play the Bellarmine alumni team. They'll announce that at 10 o'clock. I know. I read the copy yesterday. It didn't say embargoed either. All right, damn it.
It didn't.
I looked. All right?
It's important to write that in there.
But it wasn't.
I know.
Like, if it was embargoed, nobody told me not to say it. I was told, here's the copy. So, but if you use promo code LouisvilleTBT15, you'll save 15% off. Again, it's a limited number of seats. So, you know, I think tickets start at $30. Oh, it's so expensive. Yeah, everything's expensive. Everything's expensive. And I get it's a little high, but there's a scarcity of tickets, too. Like, they're not, you know, and I'm looking at this. If you look at the seat map here, almost all the lowers are gone.
Yeah.
Almost.
And most then, so of them, yeah.
There's level 232.
I always love the 230s.
Yeah, I was going to back up and where'd that go? So, yeah, you can get that second level. I get second level on the aisle there. Hell yeah.
That's perfect. Boom. I love that. I love that seat. I think it's the best seat.
Okay, you know? So those are $20. Or wait, those are. Wait a minute. Subtotal says 46 for two tickets. Let me just
okay.
Confirm
yeah,
that.
Confirm.
But yeah, so I'm just want to make sure the promo code works because.
Yeah, you want to make sure.
So that, like with
you're getting what they say.
Okay, so that is with you know fees and everything else. Total is 62.70. So I'm gonna just try to make sure here if I can. Use the promo code. This is exciting radio. It's almost,
very exciting.
It's almost like ordering cookies.
Listen, yeah, you order cookies and get them delivered. Get me the mint chocolate
doing
chip.
This yet.
Get me the mint chocolate chip for Nick.
All right, I'm gonna have to figure out where you put the promo code in. So I'm not buying that yet. I'm just
that's
trying
a
to,
lot for
trying to help
Bridges.
The people. Trying to yeah. Look at that treasure trove of picks for. Is it Mikal Bridges?
Mikal, Michael. I don't know.
But my God,
and now Stephen A is excited. Look.
I just want to pull that. That was like five first round picks, wasn't it?
It was like five first round picks. And Stephen
what the
A
hell?
Said there's not a pro on that team. But now he's excited. But
okay,
now
so
Stephen
the
A
Nets
excited.
completed their overhaul. They trade their best player, Bridges, to the Knicks, landing a deal that with the Rockets to return the franchise's first round picks lost in the James Harden trade.
Mm.
So this is like draft day. This is like Kevin Costner.
I want my picks back.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Let's see. How about you list how many they got? Okay, so the Nets were engaged in talks with Houston on getting back the franchise's 25 and 26 first-round picks for Phoenix's 25 and 27 and a chance to receive the 2029 first-round. Golly. Somebody just listed out.
Right.
It looked like five first-round picks. Am I wrong there? So they now have suddenly 16 first-round picks between now and 2031.
Jeez.
Including four first round picks next year.
I hope next year is a good draft.
It is supposed to be, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Man. But they got the band back together.
Yeah. So, and if you're Bridges, you don't even have to move.
So ultimately,
you went from a New York team to a New York team.
With four unprotected first round picks.
Wow. They're not even protected.
It's living dangerously. 25, 27, 29, 31. A protected 2025 first round pick.
Okay.
Via the Bucks and the Knicks unprotected 2028 swap and a 2025 second round.
Jeez.
It's like the Herschel Walker trade.
All for one guy. I mean,
and they got Bogdanovich. I mean,
right. Nah, that's a good piece, but like, heaven forbid the guy like turn an ankle.
Man.
You know, I mean, you're betting a huge amount of your future on him where anything can happen in life. Anything.
I mean, the truth of it is in the NBA, it's tough to get a star player, you know, that's outside the top 10. I mean, if you're not getting, if you have a bunch of picks and you're in the teens, you're probably getting role players.
Yeah.
You might get lucky. You might get lucky. But in general, I mean, these guys are, the ones that are stars are there. But, man, so.
Good for the Nets, man. I think. And good for the Knicks, too. If they feel like that was their missing piece. When the Knicks finally get it together. And they actually.
You're not even saying that when the Knicks finally get it together.
I know, but when it happens.
This looks like it.
When it happens, they are going to be kings.
How cool would that be, though, to be a Villanova fan and now all these dudes are on the same pro team up in your neck of the woods?
Oh, yeah, you just got to take a train up there.
Yeah.
You know, you don't even have to barely go outside.
Yeah.
You know, you just go right up there at Penn Station, boom, right across the street, MSG, and then train back home.
Yeah.
I mean, that's easy.
That'd be cool. All right, 267-9680, our number to get in. You got the UPS Jobs text line, 437-9680. Well, let's jump in on that. Hey, Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal, that's who's taking care of so many of us here at the radio station, including me, including Blankenberg, including Keith Pointer. Whatever your needs are for your roof, they're going to be able to take care of them over there at Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal. Again, online, carlinroofs.com, and they will be able to, whether it's an entire roof replacement or just a couple of shingles, they've been doing this for 40 years. To get there, do great work. They replaced my whole roof a few years ago. And I've seen it was one of those long days of summer. Got here, like, when the sun came up and didn't leave at, like, 9:30 at night, something crazy like that. So Whether it's your business or your residence, it's Carlin, C-A-R-L-O-N, carlinroofs.com. All right, hour number two, such as it is, will be next. Jared will join us about 9 o'clock. I'm watching a TV show.
You're watching a TV show?
Yeah.
Is it on Apple TV?
No, it's on Netflix. I got...
Which one?
Well, I'll tell you, there's that Lieberman got me hooked on a series.
Whoa.
This is major news.
You actually are still watching?
Yeah. Almost quit early. 5 minutes in.
Glad you did.